It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Catherine Dix Harris was born on a farm near Meadville, Pennsylvania on June 10, 1809. Her father was a free black man and her mother was a white woman of Dutch descent. In 1828, at the age of 19, Catherine married for the first time and moved from Meadville to Buffalo. Her husband died, leaving her with one daughter, and together they moved to Jamestown in 1831, becoming the first African-American residents of the growing community. In 1835, she married her second husband, John Harris, and they moved into a small house at 12 West 7th Street. It's not known when Harris began serving as a conductor of the Underground Railroad, but it is known that she was one of the few blacks in the entire United States to maintain a station. It's said that she could hide as many as 17 runaway slaves at one time in the attic of her home. In 1881, her home became the site of the AME Zion Church, and in time served as the church's parsonage. In the last years of her life, she was Jamestown's oldest citizen and was known throughout the community for her kindness and happy disposition. Catherine Harris died of pneumonia on February 12, 1907, at the age of 97. In 1976, the church erected a monument marking her grave in the Lakeview Cemetery. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.